students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
Check into Cash.
Hi, this is Lisa with Check Into Cash. Loyal customers have trusted us for 20 years to get extra cash. Stop by our stores and register to win great prizes during our Customer Appreciation Week going on now through Saturday. Visit checkintocash.com for the store nearest you. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive.
Get on down. Check into cash.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
All right. You want to dance?
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. William, I call him Billy Idol. Redoing Thomas, I call him Tommy James. And the Shawnee, I call him the Shondells. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be too if you want to play the Harris Challenge and you haven't played in the last 30 days. You can call now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phone, *KTRS, as we roll into this Labor Day weekend. And contestant number one already up on the board here. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul, I can't win. I called in last week. I thought it was if you won every 30 days.
No, I'm sorry.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Thanks for being honest. I appreciate that. Mark, have you played in the last 30 days?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Everybody who gets on here after 30 days gets a thing I consider to be unique in the broadcasting business. We call it the five-second sheet plug opportunity, where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. And that means you can suck up to the boss, you can shout out to the family, you can, maybe you've lined up your own commercial endorsement ahead of time that'll pay you for saying some business's name. That's what the five-second cheap plug opportunity is all about. You're free to use it any way you like, Mark.
Looking forward to Notre Dame victory tomorrow.
That's all you're going to use it for, huh?
That's all I'm going to use it for.
I hand you the grand opportunity of the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and you're plugging the Irish.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right.
On the station of the home of the Tigers.
I know, but I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions are that you can, or the categories are that you can choose from today, Mark. Category one, our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, Labor Day multiple choice. And category three, Letterman's 20th.
I'll do Letterman's 20th, if I could.
All right. Last night, he celebrated on the air. Today's actually the 20th anniversary of his first show on the CBS television network, but they're running a rerun tonight. So that's what this category is all about. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question you like and come back and answer it later, as long as you do it before the one-minute buzzer sounds, because that's when we tally up the points. And if you get eight or better, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul!
Oh, good one.
In a world where prize packages are huge, you're going to get your choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and Cottleville. Ooh,
Cottleville.
And they're open 24 hours in Florissant as well.
Ooh,
great donuts. Also, a $20 gift card to Subliminal Subs.
Ooh, Subliminal.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
Well Hungarians. Well Hungarians.
All of that. It's a prize package of well over
$1 million. Or it will become that anyway if you get them all right, because that's the 15-point clean sweep, and you can't do better than that. I do have to warn you, of course, that if you don't get to 8, if you get 7 or less, I'll have to punish you. But that's not going to happen, is it, Mark?
No, not today.
All right. The category is Letterman's 20th. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which CBS News anchorman cried when he appeared on Dave's first show back after the 9/11 attacks?
Dan Rather.
Correct. Which star of TV's Charlie's Angels seemed drunk or stoned during a 1997 interview with Dave?
Farrah Fawcett.
Correct. Which star of the movie Charlie's Angels danced on Dave's desk and flashed her breasts at him for his birthday in 1995?
Oh, I can't think of her name.
You can pass
right now.
Which 2008 presidential candidate invoked Dave's wrath when he canceled an interview at the last minute to head back to Washington?
Repeat the question, I'm sorry.
Which 2008 presidential candidate invoked Dave's wrath when he canceled an interview at the last minute to head back to Washington?
2008 would be John Kerry.
John McCain.
John McCain.
Which of these did not appear on Dave's first CBS show? Paul Newman, Regis Philbin, or Billy Joel?
Paul Newman.
No, Paul Newman stood up in the audience, and because it was Dave's first show on Broadway, he stood up and said, "Where the hell are the singing cats?" And Billy Joel was the musical guest that night. Regis Philbin was not on there, but I think he's been on a million times since then. By the way, Paul Schaefer tweeted today, on August 30th, 1993, Billy Joel was our guest on the premiere of The Late Show. He wanted to do River of Dreams. We said no. We said no.
Wow, to Billy Joel.
Then he said, we were wrong.
Wow.
Yep.
Thanks, 20 years later, says Billy. And the one you couldn't think of that was in E.T. who flashed her breasts at him? Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
In 1995.
I was going nuts. I was like, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you did here. You got Dan Rather for one and Farrah Fawcett for two, and then things fell apart. So you only ended up with 3 points, Mark, and that means I do have to punish you. And here, continuing the theme, what happened to my voice there for a second? Continuing the theme from last night's Letterman show, he brought back the first guest he had on CBS that night. After Paul Newman asked where the singing cats were, he brought back Bill Murray to celebrate 20 years. And Bill, well, I guess you could call it, sang.
And I will always love you. Always love you.
Rough that was. Whitney Houston just rolled over in her grave.
Oh, yeah.
And then snorted a line of dirt. Okay.
Oh.
Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great long weekend.
You guys have a good 3-day weekend as well.
Thank you very much. Was that over the line? Too soon?
No.
Too soon?
Over the line. That's right. What you did there.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm looking at the thermostat on my car, 105. So just looking forward to getting home and popping a cold, frosty one.
Yeah. You know, I asked Siri how hot it was outside, and she turned on the air conditioner app on my phone. That's very, very nice. Which category would you like there, Scott? We have you been paying attention? Labor Day, multiple choice, or a new third category, high school movies?
Oh, let's see if I've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After leaving shows on MSNBC and Current in the last few years, who reappeared as an anchor of a new nightly show on ESPN2 this week?
Well, I know it's not Jay Leno. We'll pass.
Why did San Francisco declare a state of emergency this week?
The fires were threatening their water supply.
Correct. Which movie star, who famously spoke at last year's GOP convention, announced this week that he and his wife of 17 years are splitting up?
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Nope. Clint Eastwood and his wife, Dina. What substance now legal in two states did the Justice Department say it would not interfere with the sale of?
Medical marijuana?
Correct. Which company was ordered by a jury this week to pay $32 million after one of its delivery men was involved in a deadly car crash?
Pizza Hut?
Sorry?
Pizza Hut.
It's Domino's.
The other Pizza Hut.
Yeah. And it's Keith Olbermann who returned with a new one-hour show late at night on ESPN, which has been getting really late because of the U.S. Open running late every single night. Sorry you didn't do better than that, Scott. By the way, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones did break up, but he didn't speak at the convention last summer, which was part of the question. So we needed it that way. You got 2 points for the wildfires and 4 points for marijuana, and so that's a total of 6, and unfortunately that means you're below the pain threshold as well. So here comes Bill Murray.
And I will always love you.
Remember when he used to do Nick the Lounge Singer on Saturday Night Live, and Paul Schaefer was his piano player? He could sing in those days, and it was actually funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to go watch Groundhog Day now.
You don't want to do that. You'll hear this over and over again. All right, that's fine. Have a great weekend, Scott. Let's bring in our third contestant now. Hello, Al.
Hello.
Tell me about
you on AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just driving home from work after working out in health today, and going to be driving a concert tomorrow for St. Louis Transportation for all your bus needs. Call 344-1975. That's 314-344-1975.
You're taking people on buses to Sammy Hagar?
He said he didn't tell me which one, but most likely.
Yeah, Sammy's playing tomorrow night out at Verizon. Let's see what you have here. You got Labor Day multiple choice. You've got high school movies, and you've got Take a Wild Guess.
High school movies, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which high school movie was the first to feature a guy named Stifler and a girl who loved band camp?
American Pie.
Correct. Who was the star of the movie Clueless?
That would be... Let me come back to that one.
Okay. For 1 point each, name the 3 male actors who played students in The Breakfast Club.
Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall, and Estevez, Emilio Estevez.
Correct. Who played John Travolta's girlfriend in Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. Which pasty-faced, red-headed actress starred as the girl with the forgotten birthday in 16 Candles?
Molly Ringwald.
Correct. Back to the 2-pointer. This will be for the clean sweep. Who was the star of the movie Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
And you don't do better than that. That's 15 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just realized that Molly Ringwald also in Breakfast Club. Have somebody appearing in 2 answers of that.
Nice descriptive words there, too.
Pasty-faced, redhead.
It fits.
Yes. But no matter what happens, it's not the woman I've treated the worst on the show today after the Whitney Houston line.
No.
I was going to say Whitney Houston crack, but I can't go that far anymore.
No.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Al, but congratulations on the clean sweep. You win the $1 million prize package, and hang on, Dan will tell you how you get it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. And right behind Al, we have Alan. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good to hear you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I've been married to 39 years to the best wife in the world, Bonnie, who's an early childhood educator.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to her on great work she's doing with kids. You can have Labor Day multiple choice or Take a Wild Guess.
Take a wild guess.
60 seconds on the clock, Alan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. If a piano is 9 feet long, is it considered a professional grand, a concert grand, or a parlor grand?
Pass.
Within two, how many possible answers are there when you shake up a magic eight ball?
7.
20. Which actress was married to Nikki Hilton, Michael Wilding, Michael Todd, Eddie Fisher, Richard Burton, John Warner, and Larry Fortensky?
The only person I would give my wife up for, Elizabeth Taylor.
Which has more teeth, an adult human, an adult skunk, or an adult beaver?
An adult beaver.
Skunk. Which place is not mentioned, in Chuck Berry's classic song, Sweet Little 16? Is it St. Louis, Pittsburgh, or New York?
St. Louis.
New York. Piano's 9 feet long. Is it a professional grand, a concert grand, or a parlor grand?
Parlor grand.
It's a concert grand. Anything 8, 11, or longer is considered a concert grand. Well, you got yourself Elizabeth Taylor, the only woman you wanted besides your wife, and unfortunately that's all you got, Alan. And so, by the way, a skunk has 34 teeth, humans have 32, beavers have 20 teeth, which is weird considering they're the ones chopping down trees with their mouth.
So they got the big ones. That takes up a lot of room.
That's true. Alan, you got 3 points, and so we have to do it to you, too. Made his appearance last night. He came in a white Rolls, wearing a giant fur cape like Liberace used to, with his name in script in lights. And then having him sing this song at the end just seemed like a tradition continued. Considering that 20 years ago on Letterman's first show, he sang Olivia Newton-John's Physical, Bill Murray. I can't tell you how much I hope we don't never have to hear that again. Alan, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I hope that you take the 10 o'clock spot on KTRS.
The Jack Buck spot?
No,
the 10 o'clock spot.
Oh, the 10 o'clock spot. I thought to myself, well, okay. I'm not going to be taking that full time. People have been asking me, I guess I should announce this. I am not going to be taking over that show full time, but I will continue to fill in. I think I'm going to be on there next Thursday filling in there as the station continues to find somebody to replace Steve Cochran. And for those of you who don't know, he won't be doing that show anymore. Today was his last show. He was not fired. The station knew about this for, I think, the last 3 weeks. Steve has been hired to do the morning show at WGN in Chicago, one of America's radio stations. And
that's a good description.
Yes, it is. And he's starting that next week. And so after 3 years on middays here, he'll be doing that. And I will not be taking his place, but I appreciate the sentiment, Alan. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Have a great weekend. Here's our final contestant for the challenge today, another guy named Mike. Another guy named Mike.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mike. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am going to Webster University to become a teacher. And how about a shout out to my father who passed away in April, Dennis Rathman?
Okay. What are you going to teach, Mike?
History.
Okay. That's what my dad did for a living. Pretty good career, and I take my hat off to everybody in the education profession. All right, your category is Labor Day Multiple Choice. We have 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president signed the law making Labor Day a federal holiday? Was it Grover Cleveland, FDR, or Thomas Jefferson?
FDR.
Grover Cleveland. In which industry do more Americans work than any other? Agriculture, retail, or manufacturing?
Retail.
Correct. What does the F in AFL-CIO stand for?
Federal.
Federation. Which state made Labor Day a holiday 7 years before the federal government? New York, West Virginia, or Oregon?
West Virginia.
Oregon. Now you need this desperately. In which year was the 8-hour workday established by the Adamson Act? 1916, 1936, 1966.
36.
1916.
Oh.
Mike, I'm sorry to tell you, we have a quadruple punishment day here on the Harris Challenge.
I'm sorry, too.
All right.
Awful. Unfortunately, Mike, I blame you. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at 5:15. You can play along online at KTRS.com or join us here every week live on the radio. Yes, you can actually still listen to our medium live. All you got to do is put it on the big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's check out this holiday afternoon traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just got a report of a rollover accident on eastbound 44 east of Bowl. So look for a backup that goes back approaching 141. Southbound 270 is getting better, though. You're looking slow now south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. It's the folks trying to get out of town on westbound 70 and westbound 40 that are having the troubles. Westbound 70 is slow now. Near Cave Springs out to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you're slow again from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out to Wentzville Parkway. Westbound 40 is slow. Ballas out through Mason, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, a couple of little pockets there. And then from 94 out to Highway 70, you've got a slow pocket or two there. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like Crayola crayons and markers, Mead notebooks and Papermate InkJoy pens. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou kicks off the college football season by taking on Murray State.
Coverage on KTRS begins at 4. Game time is 6.
To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows.
This Saturday morning wake-up with Sean Streeter begins at 5 a.m. The yard sale is from 7 to 9, followed by Animal Advice. Straight Talk and Retirement begins at 10, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 11. At 1, it's America's Wealth Management. Then it's John and Jim and the Inside Out Show at 2. And Eye on Health at 3.
It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
The race for the National League Central Division continues to heat up. You don't want to miss the action between the Cards and the Pirates, September 6th, 7th, and 8th at Busch Stadium. It's a weekend full of fun and giveaways the entire family will enjoy. Friday is a fireworks night, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Stay in your seat after the game to enjoy a beautiful fireworks display with the Gateway Arch as the backdrop.
Willie McGee is, without a doubt, the most valuable player in the National League.
On Saturday, the Cardinals flash back to the 80s and honor a fan favorite, number 51, with an adult replica, Willie McGee jersey. Then on Sunday, fans 15 and under will take home their very own Cardinals Fred Bird pennant. Compliments of Coca-Cola and the Pasta House. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now. Cardinals.com/promotions. The Cards, the Pirates, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September. Cardinals.com/promotions.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors. Bring your color choice in, and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers, with two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore Paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mauve and Hunter Green Carpeting.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm Rashida Jones.
And I'm Quincy Jones. I know how fast time goes by and the importance of cherishing life's special moments. In the blink of an eye, your world can change and suddenly you're faced with health risks.
1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime, and every 16 minutes a man dies of prostate cancer in the U.S. But prostate cancer is often treatable.
So speak to your healthcare provider about a plan for your prostate health. Go to pcf.org
or visit standuptocancer.org.
It has been a long time since I rocked. I roll all the time. Rocking?
Out of bed.
Yeah.
We play this song, Henry's Humans.
Yeah.
The band that I'm in, that also, that we're going to do sporadic things here and there now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing the USO benefit.
You mean you can't get regular gigs? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't think everybody wants to get regular gigs.
No, okay.
We're going to play sporadically. Like we're a week from this Sunday on September 8th, we're playing the USO benefit at Mile 277.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's 10 bands, too. It's really cool. It's an all-ages event. And there's going to be lots of auction items and raffle items and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. We've done this. This will be like the third year that we've been involved with this.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
A blast.
Week from Sunday, where?
At Mile 277, Watson Road and South Lindbergh. Starts at noon and goes till 8 o'clock. There'll be 10 bands, including Henry's Humans.
All right. Very nice.
I believe we play at 3.
Mike Evans is not on today because he's already begun a weekend in Hawaii, right? He's going back home to Hawaii for a few days. And I have knuckleheads in the news coming up, but I do have one showbiz story. I don't know if Mike would have gotten to this today if he were here. Did you hear about Dave Chappelle having a meltdown in Connecticut last night?
No.
No, I didn't.
You know who Dave Chappelle is? He's the guy who walked away from a $50 million contract at Comedy Central.
That sounds like a meltdown.
Yeah. It was 2005. He walked away and went to Africa. And while he was there, Ian, I think you know more than I do about this. Didn't he check into a mental health clinic over there at some point?
I think that was the rumor, but I think he's come out later and said that he just kind of went away for a while and was among the local people of Africa, I think. I don't know if it was ever determined.
He went and hung out with people who didn't give him $50 million.
Who didn't know him from his show, I think. I think that's what it was. He just needed to escape.
I never understood that because while he was popular, it wasn't like he was the most famous person in America who couldn't go anywhere and would have been driven crazy.
For that show, though, was crazy.
Yeah, but it was on Comedy Central.
Yes.
It's not like he was one of the Friends.
Yes, but it was $50 million worth of...
I understand that he was popular and successful.
The DVDs were huge.
I just think there are places where you could have gone in America to keep yourself sane and still made $50 million.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the money to him, from what he said, though, at... He was kind of upset about how he became so huge, too. I don't know if it was some of the stuff that became really popular from the show, because there was a lot of racially tense humor he used on the show. So I think that had something to do with it.
Well, things got a little bit tense last night. He was doing this gig in Hartford, Connecticut. It's a tour that's put on by the website Funny or Die, which Will Ferrell is involved in, right?
He had Adam
McKay and some of the other people in the Will Ferrell camp. They run Funny or Die. And so they're doing a tour or putting a bunch of comedians out there on the Oddball Comedy and Curiosity Tour, which would apply to what Chappelle did last night. Apparently, he got on stage. This is according to a local TV station's report there. He was on stage at this theater for just a few minutes when he suddenly stopped his routine and said the audience was making too much noise. And then he explained, look, I'm going to get paid here as long as I'm up on the stage for 25 minutes. That's what it says in my contract, that I have to do 25 minutes. Doesn't say that I have to tell jokes. Doesn't say I have to be funny. It says I have to be on stage for 25 minutes. And if you guys won't shut up, I'm not going to tell jokes. And so over the next 25 minutes, he sat on a stool on the stage. He read from a book that somebody in the audience threw him. He read from that for a while out loud. Then he kept telling the crowd, look, I'm getting paid no matter what. And they were booing him. I've seen YouTube video of this. People took with their cell phones, of course.
I think this is not the first time this has happened to him, if I recall correctly.
I don't think it is. Then he eventually just walked off the stage. He said, well, good night, and walked off. And then how'd you like to be the comedian to follow that?
Yes.
Wow.
Some fans were upset, wanted a refund. One fan said he didn't do anything. He just stood there. He wanted quiet. He wanted everyone to be quiet while he performed. But others went on Twitter and defended Chappelle and blamed the crowd for being unruly. And then here's the part of the story that alarms me. According to Hartford police, they had to call in extra patrols as a precaution and for potential crowd control.
Crowd control? How many people did that thing hold?
It was a couple thousand people. It looked like a big place. It wasn't like a Scottrade kind of arena. But maybe, you know, someplace like the Peabody or someplace like that.
Wow.
No official word on why he walked off stage. And this is his first major stand-up tour since the 2005. I'm going to call it a freakout. Mm. And I'm going to call this a meltdown. They're playing in Pittsburgh tonight.
Mm.
There was a time where if that happened in Hartford, the next night the people in Pittsburgh would not know that happened in Hartford. But in today's instant age of information and Twitter and social media... They're waiting for him.
Yes.
Well, I hope those people are quiet.
I think they're going to be very quiet right up until the point where they start booing if he doesn't do his stuff. I was never a big Chappelle fan. I saw him on stage once in a comedy club, and he did not impress me. I never thought that the TV show was as great as other people did. I thought it was funny at times, but I didn't get it.
And I'm with you, exactly.
If I'm in the audience, you know what? Get off. Let the next person get on here. If there's a bunch of people who are performing tonight and you're the headliner, let's call it a night and I'll get in the car.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. He's worried about getting paid. He's worried about staying up there for his 25 minutes to get paid when he had the $50 million.
I saw one story. He actually made reference to that. He said, you know, I could have stayed on that show. Big mistake. Could have just stayed on that show and did my 22 minutes a week. And here I am. I have to do 25 minutes for you people. Oh, that made the crowd love him even more. Oh, man. So there's your Mike Evans report today for Aloha Friday,
all right,
in which I will not sing. Well, we will move on because that music is on to span the globe for stories even wackier to qualify as knuckleheads. And the news will begin in York, England, where Matt McCune broke his own record this week for the world's fastest shopping cart. He installed go-kart wheels, a modified Chinook helicopter starter engine, and a 250cc Honda engine on a regular supermarket shopping cart. I think we saw this in the Jackass movie, didn't we, Ian?
Yes.
His old record was 45 miles an hour, but at Elvington Airfield, he got his new contraption up to just over 70 miles an hour. He says, quote, "It was the first time I've actually been scared driving that thing. I was quite nervous going out, but when I realized how close I was to getting over 70 as an average, I thought I'd have to take more of a risk, and it paid off." Now he's waiting to hear from the Guinness people about whether they will certify his shopping cart speed record. But in an interview, he says he will not be trying to go any faster than this. Oh, sure. That's until somebody goes 71. Then he'll have to come back and he'll have to go 72. Story number two is from Bellingham, Washington, where a guy's accused of trying to get marijuana into a Washington State jail. How? By attaching it to an arrow he shot onto the roof. A Whatcom County Sheriff's employee saw the man step out of his pickup truck and use a bow to launch the arrow towards the jail's second-floor recreation area, but it missed its target. Sheriff Bill Elfo says the man, identified as 36-year-old David Wayne Jordan, was arrested for investigation of introducing contraband into the jail, resisting arrest, and obstructing law enforcement. The Bellingham Herald reports that Jordan had served 20 days in that jail earlier this month for assault and resisting arrest, and the speculation is he was trying to send some pot in to one of his old jailhouse buddies. I love this part. The sheriff says that Jordan told deputies he had been aiming at a squirrel, but he couldn't explain why he needed to attach marijuana to the arrow to go squirrel hunting. Story number three is from Orlando, Florida, where a man noticed a young girl asleep in the back seat of a car outside a strip club. Told a local TV station, "My reaction was that kind of person who would do this has got to be somebody really irresponsible. We don't know what time he was thinking to leave that place. We don't know how drunk he'd be at the time. I thought it was a real danger for her. That's why I called 911. The cops ran the tags on the car, got the name of the owner, Elliot Gonzalez. Then they went into the strip club, the Diamond Club, and found Elliot, who is the girl's father. He explained that he'd gone to the club to get a drink after getting into an argument with his girlfriend. Oh, there's healthy relationships all the way around in Elliot's life. The good news is the girl, who was in the car for nearly an hour, wasn't harmed. And the father, Elliot, does have full custody of the daughter, or I should say did. She's been turned over to a loved one now that dad's been arrested. People at the Department of Children and Families say the girl didn't even realize she was at a strip club. She slept through the whole thing. In New Haven, Connecticut, 81-year-old James Pace Sr. wanted to do something about the raccoon that had been scratching at his back door for several days. So he got his .22 caliber rifle, sat in a chair, and lay in wait for the animal to show up again. When that critter gets here, I'm going to get him. But while waiting, Pace sneezed and fell out of the chair and shot himself in the leg. So instead of the raccoon, he got his own shin. Injury not life-threatening. His son drove him to the hospital. He was stitched up. No word on whether anybody heard the raccoon laughing. And we finish in Marion County, Florida, where a police officer responded to a complaint of a guy in an old Ford F-150 in the drive-thru lane of a Wendy's restaurant about 12:15 a.m. the other night. When the cop got there, he found a guy, Donovan Riffey, asleep behind the wheel with the engine running and, according to the arrest report, quote, "a cheeseburger stuck to his face," unquote. When Riffey was awakened, he got out of the truck, and while leaning against the tailgate and smelling of alcohol, he told the trooper, yeah, he'd had a couple of Busch beers that night. He was busted for DUI and driving with a suspended license. And I've never fallen asleep with a cheeseburger stuck to my face. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one to contribute, you can email it to paul@harrisonline.com. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. I'll be on my syndicated show, America Weekend, which airs on KTRS Saturdays at midnight and Sundays at midnight as well. And then I'll be back here one day filling in on what used to be called the Steve Cochran Show here in the Big 550 KTRS. This used to be the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and it still is. And we thank you for listening here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
All right, as we head into this holiday weekend, we'll see how traffic looks. Still got some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, but for the most part, everything is thinning out. Southbound 270 looks great. Eastbound 270, no problems. Highway 40, east and westbound, is running pretty well, except out in Chesterfield Valley. You're going to find it slow from Boone's Crossing, a little bit west of that, out through Highway 94, and then from Lake St. Louis Boulevard to Highway 70. Westbound 70 is slowing from 370 through Mid-Rivers Fall Drive. And it looks like we're slowing approaching Highway A out through Wentzville Parkway. But the big problems
are on Highway 44 eastbound, just east of Bowles. You had an accident that was blocking the right lane, and traffic is backed up almost to 141. And then on westbound 70 near Madison, a little west of Madison, you had an accident. Only the two left lanes are getting through there, and traffic is backed up to Lumiere Place. This traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell's new Fiery Doritos Taco. Have you tried the new Fiery Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell? Spicy with a hint of lime. At participating locations, made with lime flavor. Doritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When Texas Governor Rick Perry wanted to explain himself, he turned first to McGraw live in the morning on KTRS.
Governor Rick Perry, in your ad, you say that more than $40 million are leaving Missouri for Texas every year. What are some of those businesses that are leaving every year?
You know, I don't have a list of those. I'll be more than happy. We'll get our economic development folks to get you a list of them.
Senator Claire McCaskill responded.
I think you ought to go back to Texas, and I think the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Rex Singfield ought to try to find somewhere else to convince people to do this rather than paying for people from other states to come in and slam us.
And so did Governor Jay Nixon.
I'm not changing the subject on this. When another governor comes to my state and says to us that Missouri businesses move from Texas, he's flat wrong.
When you want to know first in the morning, there's only one voice standing up for you and our region. McGraw, live in the morning on KTRS.
This is your Governor Jay Nixon. You may have heard that Governor Rick Perry of Texas is trying to get attention for himself by taking shots at Missouri. He's running radio ads here to try to get businesses to go to Texas. I'd like to thank KTRS for refusing to air these misleading ads and for standing up for Missouri. Make no mistake, our businesses aren't going to Texas, and here's why. 1. Missouri has lower property taxes than Texas, and lower sales tax. 2. Our students score higher on standardized tests. Graduation rates are higher. 3. Missouri's unemployment rate, below the national average for 4 straight years. And unlike Texas, Missouri has a perfect AAA credit rating. I'd like to thank the Kansas City Civic Council and the Springfield, Columbia, and Callaway Chambers of Commerce for standing with us. By working together, we're moving Missouri in the right direction. And as for the governor of Texas, he'll learn. You don't mess with the folks here in the Show Me State.
Paid for by A Better Missouri with Jay Nixon.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Gary Pinkel's 13th season at Missouri opens up Saturday, August the 31st against the Racers of Murray State. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Gary Pinkel's teams have won 90 games in 12 previous seasons. How will this year fare? We'll find out, and we hope you tune in right here.
Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together. Beginning Friday, September 6th through the 8th, meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at ktrs.com.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a 2013 Camaro convertible. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 to 9. Sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers. Oppa!
This Saturday, Mizzou kicks off the college football season by taking on Murray State.
Coverage on KTRS begins at 4. Game time is 6.
To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows.
This Saturday morning wake-up with Sean Streeter begins at 5 a.m. The yard sale is from 7 to 9, followed by Animal Advice. Straight Talk and Retirement begins at 10, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 11. At 1, it's America's Wealth Management. Then it's John and Jim and the Inside Out Show at 2. And Eye on Health at 3.
It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All
right, dear. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now in the hands of state and local police, an advisory from the FBI and Homeland Security Department about possible threats from Syria. ABC News senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas.
This classified bulletin basically lays out concerns of the U.S. government should there be a military strike against Syria. Among the concerns are the possibility of cyber attacks here against the United States. Also,